You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
So does anyone remember this sound? The familiar noises of many of our childhood rec rooms with the sound effects from Super Mario Brothers. Well, how about this one? This one might be a bit more familiar. Yes, Pac-Man and a few others joined Mario and Luigi in the first class of the World Video Game Hall of Fame. Back in April, the National Toy Hall of Fame in Rochester, New York, announced they would be adding the wing to honor the greats of the video gaming industry. Along with Super Mario and Pac-Man, one of the original games, Pong, was named, alongside Tetris, World of Warcraft, and the pioneering first-person violent shooter, Doom. The museum is accepting nominations for next year's class, so visit their official website. Get your favorite game added to the hallowed hall. Well, Game 1 of the NBA Finals was definitely worth the long wait, as the Golden State Warriors and Cleveland Cavaliers went into overtime before the home team from Oakland took control and seized the opening game of the best-of-seven series with a 108-100 win. LeBron James finished with an NBA Finals career-best 44 points, but it was the points the Cavaliers didn't score in the extra 5 minutes that made the difference. The visitors managed just a solitary bucket in overtime. The league's MVP, Stephen Curry, he paced his team with 26 points, included a late pull-up jumper to force that extra frame. Game 2's back in Oakland on Sunday night. Cub Union USA Headline News.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And your weather forecast for today starts with rain, unfortunately. A chance of showers, but it is raining now, mainly before 1 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 74. Easterly winds around 6 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation is 40%. Tonight, a slight chance of showers before 10 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 61. Light and variable winds, and the chance of precipitation is 20%. Tomorrow, it's the Belmont, possible Triple Crown winner. Partly sunny skies and a high near 82 degrees. North winds between 6 and 10 miles per hour. On Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 50 and easterly winds around 6 miles per hour, becoming calm in the evening. On Sunday, we have sunny skies and a high near 75. Light and variable winds becoming southeasterly between 5 and 8 miles per hour in the morning. Sunday evening, partly cloudy and a low around 53. Start your work week on Monday with another chance of showers and thunderstorms, cloudy with a high near 78, and the chance of precipitation is 50%. And you are listening to Hands Across Hunterdon. Hunterdon Helpline's radio show here every Friday morning between 10 and 11. I am your host of the show, Susan Lax, and very glad to be here and letting you in on all those hands across Hunterdon. People who are just giving to make Hunterdon Helpline a wonderful place to live. And that includes all the nonprofit organizations, but the for-profit organizations as well. That includes our volunteers, who the nonprofits could not exist without, and all of you who reach into your pockets, your time, your support, to give to the agencies and organizations in the county and participate in all the events to support the efforts to provide opportunities for success for all those living here in our county. So, today we're going to talk about some of the nonprofits that are associated with Give Hunterdon, which is a collaboration of nonprofits in the area. I always like to talk about them and let you know what they're all about and what their needs are here in the community. I just had a fabulous evening at Fisherman's Mark fundraising event. It was called Get Hooked on Fisherman's Mark, which I thought was a nice catchy title, Get Hooked On, given that it's Fisherman's Mark. They had a wonderful event, and it was a combination of a fantastic band from the Lions Club, which I had never heard before, and certainly would like to hear again, fabulous food, and a wonderful silent auction, but most of all, it was about the work that Fisherman's Mark does. And the best moment was when Ronnie Todd Marino, who is one of the, directors there, gave a very, very moving speech. A very moving speech. And she basically was in tears and had me in tears. Because of the work that Fisherman's Mark does. And it was interesting because she said she had started out as an intern 18 years ago. And while I didn't start out as an intern with Hunterdon Helpline, I started out as a volunteer probably, oh my gosh, I guess, how long ago? 6 years, 7 years ago? So it was very touching for me because the nonprofits in this area oftentimes are small in stature, but big in outcomes, big obviously in heart, big in what they do for the community. So it was just really touching to listen to Ronnie because she does incredible work. She's the social worker there at Fisherman's Mark. She coordinates the programs. I know that she really, you know, went out of her way to make this event incredible and was quite successful. So I really was moved by what she said. And Linda Meacham, who's the executive director, certainly has in her tenure as executive director, who, by the way, also started out as a volunteer with Fisherman's Mark before she kind of moved up the ladder, very similarly to me here at Helpline. She's just done an incredible job really evolving the programs and services of Fisherman's Mark to meet the needs, the current needs, today's needs of the clientele. And I think Fisherman's Mark is truly a best kept secret because they are down in the southern end of the county and not really near the hub of Flemington. And so oftentimes difficult to get their message out for everybody who's keeping eyes on more the central part of the county. But the amount of work that they do for Lambertville and the surrounding areas is just huge. And we have a large population down there. We have a large Hispanic community. We have a large senior population there. It is, you know, a huge part of our county demographically and really needs to be acknowledged, and their work needs to be acknowledged. So it was a great evening, and I saw Sue Bell there from SAFE. Polly Anderson was there, who is our development director at Helpline, few other people, and it was just, you know, just really nice. It was just nice to be able to participate and to acknowledge the wonderful things that Fisherman's Mark brings to our community. You know, that's really what Give Hunterdon is all about. It's about acknowledging what all the nonprofits do here in our community. So with that said, I'm going to let you in on some of the things before we have to take a break that Fisherman's Mark does, and really what they need, because again, with the nonprofits, you know, it's interesting, we meet the needs of others, and yet we have our needs because we can't do it without your support. We can't do it without money. I know people don't like hearing that, but it's true. And, you know, you can be altruistic all you want, but unfortunately, we run on money the same as any other organization. We have needs. We have volunteer needs so that we can, in fact, keep our costs down. It is most difficult being a nonprofit and applying for grants, etc., when 5% of a grant is only permitted to go to admin. Only 5%. Only 5%. Well, who runs the programs? You can have volunteers, that's great, but, you know, let's face it, you do need people who are at the helm. So Fisherman's Mark needs, if you go to givehunterdon.org, monetarily, obviously, they need operating expenses for 7 dynamic programs. And last night, Ronnie said that 19 cents, just 19 cents, gives you a can of food. Gives you a pound of food. And she juxtaposed that with that can of food, because we oftentimes say, okay, somebody's having a food drive and they bring their cans of food. But she was saying, instead of giving that can of food, which might cost you upwards of $2, give the cash donation, because 19 cents provides a pound of food. Just 19 cents. So the next time you offer to give, give in cash. And I know that sounds crude and people don't like hearing that, but that is, in fact, a fact of life. They also need playground equipment for their outdoor education program and also a van for pickup. So somebody wants to give them a huge surprise. A van for pickup. That would be great. And that's not unheard of. You know, I was at a meeting yesterday with Brightside. Darlene Spagnola said that somebody donated a van for them, and it made all the difference. So somebody out there listening, if you got a van for Fisherman's Mark, please. And you can go to givehundreden.org and you can click on Fisherman's Mark. You'll see all the other nonprofits too. But when you click on Fisherman's Mark, you'll see their monetary need, their material need, and also a donate button which goes straight to them. GiveHundreden is not an intermediary. We don't decide where the funds go. We don't assess anything. We are a collaboration of all of us together reaching out to you for support. So please remember Fisherman's Mark and do look at all the other nonprofits that are listed. We're going to take a short break. We'll come back and talk about other nonprofits as well. But we're also going to talk about Salsa Night 2015. I can't wait. Get your shoes on.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntertonChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntertonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
And you're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon. Hunterdon Helplines radio show here every Friday morning on the fabulous, fabulous Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce internet radio station. I'm extremely glad to be part of it. And we've been talking about the nonprofits that are part of Give Hunterdon, a collaboration of nonprofits in the area, pooling resources, working together to make sure that their programs and services and resources get out to everyone and also get out to you, the person who might support us either with dollars or volunteerism or both. And we just heard a commercial for NAMI of Hunterdon, and I'm going to talk a little bit about them. They're on the website of givehunterdon.org as well, and they need assistance as well. They are part of a nationwide NAMI network to improve the quality of mental health treatment, residential, and support services. Their monetary need is to establish a scholarship for youth who have mental illness or want to begin a professional career in the field of mental health. How good is that? The scholarship would go towards the recipient's educational expenses, and financial support from the community would be greatly appreciated. So if you want to do that, you can go to the website of givehunterdon.org and get more information about how to donate. There is a donate button there. And needless to say, NAMI of Hunterdon needs volunteers. They need volunteers. And there's a contact information there as well. And all you have to do, givehunterdon.org, and you'll see a variety of different nonprofits who need your help. And I talked about Fisherman's Mark before and their fabulous program. What I do want to say is what they do. They support individual families in meeting basic needs and building skills necessary for self-sufficiency. They have innovative, responsive programs and services that promote stability, health, and wellness. They are committed to excellence in social services and education. And again, a shout out to Ronnie, who provides the social work aspect of Fisherman's Mark and is, again, just a great asset, wonderful asset. And they have a food pantry. And I was privileged to sit in their food pantry for 2 days to see how it's all done, how people come in, who is coming in, and it was very educational. I also was able to do the same thing at the Flemington Food Pantry. And again, a great organization, talking about grants and administrative costs. They have one staff member, and that's Mary Ann Isham. One. They literally run on volunteers. I mean, it is amazing. If you go to givehunterdon.org, you'll find out that their monetary need is, of course, great. Over 90% of funding comes from individuals in this community, as well as corporate grant awards. Your donation has a direct impact on the amount and type of food purchased, affecting the pantry's ability to provide fresh produce and protein for each visit by the consumer. Again, remember what I said about Fisherman's Mark's food pantry. Only 19 cents gets them a pound of food. And again, it's great to drop off your cans and so forth. But truly, if you give them the money that you would incur from that expense, they will be able to determine where the need is. Maybe they don't need a can of string beans. Maybe today they need tuna fish. Maybe tomorrow they don't even need a food item. They need toothpaste. Because please remember, too, that they also try to provide all sorts of needs of their consumers. Their material need, they are staffed by 90-plus volunteers, and they are in continuous need of fresh and frozen food items in addition to personal care products. That's what I just said about the toothpaste. So very important to understand that it's great to drop off the food, but there's also other things that they might need. So contacting them before you make the decision to bring something or to purchase something for the Flemington Food Pantry, give them a call. And all their contact information, as well as, again, the opportunity to donate, is on givehunterdon.org. It will go directly to their website to donate. And no middleman, your money is going straight to them. I want to also say that I'm extremely appreciative of the food pantry. Mary Ann and I are working together to have emergency food bags or boxes so that when Hunterdon Helpline kicks into gear and shelters its clients for emergency housing, oftentimes there's no food available, and it's very difficult to get food, particularly once you go to the shelter. You're there already. You've been on the link to get there. You're not going to go out again. And so with the Flemington Food Pantry supplying us with these emergency kits, if you will, of food, we can get them over to the motels as needed. And those are non-perishable items, well, not, you know, canned and so forth. So at the moment, they're non-perishable. Once you open them, that's a different story. But those types of items that somebody could avail themselves of in an emergency situation. So very excited about that. I think that's going to be a great collaboration. And again, it's just one of the many times that all of our organizations work together to complement each of our programs. Oftentimes, one program just does not exist by itself because that's not a holistic solution at all. If a person needs shelter, they also need food. If a person needs shelter, they also need employment for sustainable success. So we can only do that by collaborating and partnering with each other, because no one agency, particularly here, our budgets are not multi-million dollar budgets. We cannot provide all of those programs under one roof. We have to rely on each other and the very differentiated expertise of each other. So when you are listening to various nonprofits talk about their programs and you hear that, oh, there's five literacy programs in Hunterdon County, isn't that duplication of services? No, it's not. Because Hunterdon Helplines Literacy Services provides literacy instruction on a one-to-one basis. The Educational Services Commission provides literacy services in a classroom environment with set times. I can go on and on. These programs are not being duplicated. And we refer our clients to each other. For instance, they may have somebody who shows up for the classroom environment who just is not ready for that environment, not ready to keep up with the rest of the people in the class. They refer that student to Hunterdon Helplines Literacy Services program. Goes in reverse. We have somebody in our one-on-one program who is showing great promise and whose proficiency levels have increased. We are then going to refer them to a classroom environment, either instead of our own program or in addition to our program. Can't get enough education as far as I'm concerned. Also, the goals may be different of a particular program. One may simply be conversational English to get you through the grocery store lines. One goal of another program, however, may be employment-oriented. So the vocabulary is going to be totally different than the vocabulary taught in the conversational class. Very, very different. The rubrics are different. The assessments are different. And the goals of the students are different. And the expertise of each one of these agencies providing this service is different. So we cannot, as Helpline Literacy Services, we cannot do a traditional classroom environment. Our expertise lies in one-on-one instruction. So it's something to keep in mind when you think, oh my gosh, we have so many shelter programs. No. No duplication of services. Family Promise houses families. Women and children. Families first. If they have room, and unfortunately that's not too often, they will go to a single woman or even try to find some sort of shelter for the single man. They then refer that single man back to Hunterdon Helpline or to social services or to yet another program. Safe in Hunterdon, not the same program. Safe in Hunterdon are for people who have experienced domestic violence. So their expertise is in dealing with clients who have undergone that trauma. That is different than the expertise of those at Family Promise. That is different than my community resource specialists who provide 24-hour emergency shelter for people who suddenly find themselves out on the street. Three sheltering opportunities, all three programs are different. That said, we're going to take a break and be back with more news. And again, I promised you all about salsa night, so stay tuned.
USA Headline News, I'm Ron Taylor. The Federal Office of Personnel Management is confirming a data breach that could affect around 4 million current and former federal workers. Lillian Ablon of the RAND Corporation says the breach is not likely the work of everyday hackers.
What's more likely is that it would be a sophisticated threat. Because of the nature of who the victims were, federal workers, and kind of the smaller scale.
While federal officials are not officially saying who was behind the hack, unnamed sources blame the data theft on China. The Pentagon is looking for shipments of anthrax that were sent to labs across the country. The Defense Department reached out to scientists Thursday in hopes of identifying those that may have gotten samples of the inactivated anthrax. The department says there are no confirmed cases of anthrax infection from the live samples. The Golden State Warriors are one step closer to their first NBA championship since 1975. The Warriors' defense came to life holding the Cleveland Cavaliers to 2 points in overtime as they pulled out a 108-100 victory in Game 1 of the NBA Finals. This is USA Headline News.
Stop hair loss. Grow thicker, stronger, and longer hair twice as fast, guaranteed, with Ovation Cell Therapy.
I have to admit I was skeptical, but after using Ovation for the past 3 months, I'm a believer. My hair hasn't looked or felt this good in years, and I can't believe how much it's grown. I won't be using anything else.
Log on to OvationHair.com and enter USA News at checkout for a special introductory discount. OvationHair.com. Ovation is so good, you'll tell your friends too.
Stop dry, brittle, damaged hair. Grow your hair thicker, stronger, and longer. Guaranteed with Ovation Cell Therapy.
My dermatologist told me there was nothing I could do for my thinning hair. But after just a month of using Ovation Cell Therapy, I've already noticed a difference in the fullness and texture of my hair.
Ovation is safe, non-toxic, with no side effects, and guaranteed to help your hair look healthy again. Log on to OvationHair.com and enter USA News at checkout for a special discount. Ovation really works.
And the weather forecast for today, showers mainly before 1 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 74, east winds around 6 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 40%. Tonight, also a slight chance of showers before 10 p.m., mostly cloudy and a low around 61, light and variable winds. The chance of precipitation is 20%. Saturday, partly sunny skies, a high near 82, and northerly winds between 6 and 10 miles per hour. Saturday evening, mostly clear with a low around 50 degrees, and easterly winds around 6 miles per hour, becoming calm in the evening. Sunday, sunny skies, yay, with a high near 75, light and variable winds becoming southeasterly between 5 and 8 miles per hour in the morning. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 53. And Monday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Cloudy with a high near 78, and the chance of precipitation is 50%. You're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon. I'm Susan Lex, and I am Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline. Your first call for help. Say that 10 times fast. Your first call for help. Hunterdon Helpline. For 46 years, we've been your first call for help. And we're still doing it day in, day out, 24/7, 365 days of the year. A shout out to my staff that keeps on trucking like the Ever Ready Bunny. And it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if it's a holiday, doesn't matter. If it's a weekend, doesn't matter if it's 3 a.m. in the morning. We are there. We can go remote. Anything happens like a Sandy. We can be there for you whenever you need. Reach out to us at 1-800-272-4630. 1-800-272-4630. Or our local number, 908-782-4357. 782-4357. Please visit us on our website where you'll find out all about our programs and services other than our first assist program and emergency services and literacy services, Hunterdon Hispanos, programs and services for seniors and persons with disabilities. The list goes on at www.helplinehc.org. www.helplinehc.org, and you can reach out to us for basic human needs, support for seniors and persons with disabilities, support for children, youth, and families, physical and mental health resources, employment resources, community information, emergency shelter. We are the agency that you call after hours for both Somerset and Hunterdon counties. And we also are the organization you call for the link after hours. Compassionate listening, suicide prevention. We are here for you again. 24/7. 908-782-4357. We have been talking about nonprofits in our area, and I promised you information about SALS tonight, but first you have to go to the Hunterdon County Community Day event Saturday, June 13th between 12:30 and 6:30 at the County Fairgrounds at South County Park, 1207 Route 179 in Ringo's. Why? Because you're going to have a great time. We went last year as Hunterdon Helpline. We had a booth. We had our strong man activities. And I think we were a great success. And I think people enjoyed coming to our booth and getting prizes for their attempt to show their brawn. And it was a lot of fun. A lot of fun. We're going to be back this year with the same event or activity, I should say. And just so pleased to be part of Community Day. It's going to be a lot of organizations there, businesses there, lots of activities for kids and adults, which include pony rides and the petting zoo, reptile shows by Reptile World, always a huge favorite, outdoor games and activities. The dunk tank, kids rock wall, hot air and tethered balloon rides, and so much more. This is a great event. Title sponsor is Hunterdon Healthcare, and Unity Bank is a sponsor, ShopRite's a sponsor, Hunterdon County's a sponsor, Hunterdon Prevention Resources is a sponsor, as is the Safe Coalition of Hunterdon and Somerset, and of course the Chamber is the coordinator of Hunterdon County Community Day. Again, Saturday, June 13th at 12:30. It starts, it ends at 6:30. There's going to be food trucks and food vendors, and my mouth is watering already. Again, lots of activities. And you know what? It's also a great way to meet up with and see what your individual townships are doing, because many will be represented there as well. It's truly a wonderful taste of Hunterdon County, all at South County Park on Route 179 in Ringo's. And then if you go to Community Day, just almost exactly a month later, you can go to Salsa Night 2015. And we are going to be on Main Street, as usual, from Mine Street to Kapner Street, with a variety of food, vendors, retailers, and the Ray Rodriguez Swing Sabroso Orchestra for lots and lots and lots and lots of dancing in the streets. It's a huge celebration. It's salsa night because salsa speaks to the diversity of our area. Salsa is a mixture of a variety of different foods all thrown together in the same bowl, and so is our community. So all neighborhoods are being celebrated. All kinds of foods will be represented, from barbecue, traditional barbecue, to Latino food, to, oh gosh, we have Southern food, American Southern food with po' boy sandwiches. We've got we've got all kinds of tacos. We've got an amazing sandwich food truck coming. I'm looking at the list, trying to get your mouth to water ads. What kind of event? We've got wonderful, wonderful food, as well as the participating restaurants on Main Street. So don't forget them. It's a chance for you to test their fare and enjoy savory bites of what they have to offer. We also have dessert vendors. We've got the old ice cream shop coming. We've got Magdalena's coming, a kettle corn vendor, all sorts of wonderful, tasty, tasty, tasty opportunities. ShopRite, our signature sponsor, needless to say, always overdoes everything. They just give and give and give and give and give. And they always give free samples as well and bottled water. And they are just truly, to say they're an asset of the community is just not enough. They are just an integral part of everything Hunterdon County does and needs, and they are always right there, up front and personal. Emphasis on the personal. The people that come to the events are just like the people in ShopRite in Flemington. Personable, willing to help, willing to give, always smiling, and just great, great, great to have them as our signature sponsor. We also have Unity Bank, another wonderful, wonderful community asset. Seems to be everywhere supporting all these efforts to make Hunterdon County a wonderful place. And we have the Hunterdon Medical Center Foundation as a sponsor. We certainly appreciate them. They also, it's funny because I sit on many different committees where some of these organizations, they don't just write a check. They don't just show up at an event, but they are helping to truly make a difference in our community. And it's just wonderful. Jake's Restaurant is our beer and wine garden sponsorship. So now you're saying, okay, we're talking food, we're talking beer and wine, we're talking vendors, we're talking dancing. When is this? Saturday, July 18th. On Main Street in Flemington, beginning at 4 o'clock, going to 10 o'clock. And it is just a wonderful, wonderful festival. Wonderful, wonderful festival. And all these organizations are sponsoring our event, which goes to the free programs and services that Helpline and its division of Hunterdon Hispanos bring to the community. Another shout out to our media sponsor, and that is PSI, the print shop, and Shout, where you can get all your marketing needs done. So, lots of people helping out with Salsa Night. Again, the Ray Rodriguez Band, can't wait to hear them. We were lucky to get them, and I'm just waiting with my good dancing shoes on. You can go to their website, Swing Sabroso, that's SABROSO.com, and you can listen to their new single, whose name I will not pronounce, but it's good. But you can listen to them right there on their website, SwingSabroso.com, and as sort of a little introduction, if you will, to Salsa Night 2015, again Saturday, July 18th, 4 o'clock to 10 p.m., right on Main Street. Food like you wouldn't believe, dancing, music, like just it's going to get you moving. Wonderful vendors, all kinds of activities for kids, for adults. It's going to be great. And a shout out to my nonprofit people who are also going to be there, including Safe and Hunterdon Fisherman's Mark. Truly, we thank them for supporting this. More than 4,500 people came last year, so you don't want to miss this. And I will be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I believe that our participation in all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Are you interested in learning more about Hunterdon County? Are you interested in growing as a professional and as a leader? Then Leadership Hunterdon may be for you.
Hi, this is Chris Bianco, class of 2014 Leadership Hunterdon. Work with other local dedicated professionals to learn about the complexities and interconnectedness of Hunterdon County.
We invite you to visit one of our many upcoming sessions as we begin to recruit the class of 2016.
Learn from and connect with established business, government, and community leaders.
Leadership Hunterdon, an in-depth 9-month program offered by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
And honored via invitation to help Hunterdon County with its challenges and shape its future. These are just some of the virtues of being part of Leadership Hunterdon.
Contact us at 908-782-7115 or visit our website, hunterdonchamber.org, for more information today. Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
And you're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon. I'm Susan Lax of Hunterdon Helpline, your host of this show. And we started talking about salsa night on Saturday, July 18th, 4 o'clock, on Main Street in Flemington. From Mine Street to Kapner, the streets are closed and ready for you to get out there in the street, dance to the Ray Rodriguez Band, eat plenty of food, enjoy the beer and wine garden, and visit all the vendors that are going to be lining the streets. We have a great combination of restaurants and food trucks. The restaurants on Main Street who will be participating, as well as the food trucks. Vendors, stores will be open. And more than 4,500 people came last year. You can't beat it. If you're a possible vendor, give us a call at 908-782-4357. Find out how you too can participate in this event, which will showcase your business to literally thousands of people. If you are a participant, come on, come all. July 18th, admission is free, just right here in downtown Flemington. If you want to get in on the sponsorships and join the wonderful likes of ShopRite, Unity Bank, the Huntington Medical Center Foundation, Jake's Restaurant, PSI, and Shout, give us a call as well, 908-782-4357, or query at Salsa Night at Huntington Help, well, at helplinehc.org. The email address for Salsa Night is Salsa Night, all one word, at helplinehc.org. Salsa Night at helplinehc.org. And get some more information. We can send you a sponsorship packet and we can send you a vendor packet. And I'm going to shout out ahead of time to the Flemington Police Department and the Flemington Department of Public Works who make this event safe, and enjoyable for everyone. It is just amazing what the Department of Public Works does for us in terms of setup and cleanup, and they are just, the staff is, I just can't say enough about them. I really can't. And of course, the Flemington Police Department makes sure that we all can enjoy ourselves. So you want to come. Also visit us at www.helplinehc.org. for all of our programs and services, but also for more information on Salsa Night. And remember, this is a fundraiser for Huntington Helpline and Huntington Hispanos and the free programs and services that we provide to residents in our community 24/7, 365 days out of the year. We need your help. We need your help to be able to do that. By participating, by coming, by making a donation at the helpline booth, we can continue these wonderful services. And they all affect you. You may not use them directly, but you do know someone who does, whether it's a loved one, a friend, a coworker. No one is immune by the social issues that challenge us all from time to time. And Huntington Helpline has been here for 46 years. We'd like to be here for another 46 years. So if you want to reach out to us and donate, please go to www.helplinehc.org. You'll see the donate button. I've said it before with our Give Huntington partners. We cannot do this by ourselves. We cannot provide these incredible services by ourselves. And we certainly cannot provide free programs and services to those in need without your support. And there are statistics about who gives, which state gives more, what individuals and what counties give more. Let's step up to the plate, Huntington County, and let's show them what we're made of and support this wonderful event. And like I said, a 46-year-old institution, always giving in Huntington County, 24/7, 365 days out of the year. And that, of course, is Huntington Helpline. So, I told you, just next week, you're going to go to Hunterdon County Community Day. That's at South County Park, and that is 12:30. Lots of wonderful activities, 12:30 to 6:30. And just a month later, on July 18th, from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m., you're going to bring your dancing shoes to Salsa Night 2015, right here in downtown Main Street. Again, a worthwhile cause for our community and for our organization. So we really do appreciate the support. And again, another shout out to our sponsorships, ShopRite being the signature sponsor. Then we have Unity Bank, Hunterdon Medical Center Foundation, Jake's Restaurant, PSI, and Shout. And we appreciate the support that Salsa Night has received in the past. We're working on, I think, 8 years now. Hunterdon Helpline, of course, this is Hunterdon Helpline's third year putting it on for the community. There was a lull when people were unable to organize it, and we decided that it was something that is aligned with our mission in the community, and we were more than happy to take it on. And like I said before, more than 4,500 people, not just from our county, but from all over, came to enjoy the evening. And we had it was just wonderful. I look at the pictures all the time. NJ.com has wonderful pictures of it from last year that you could search for on their site. And it's just getting better and better. What can I say? Better and better. More food, more dancing, more music, more vendors. It's going to be fantastic. So we hope you can come. And we want you, as Hunterdon Helpline, to be aware of the nonprofits in our area. Again, we cannot do this by ourselves. We need you. And that includes volunteerism. So, gotta go. Boomer's World is up next. Reach out to Helpline at 908-782-4357, 908-782-4357, and we will listen to you or hear you next week, same time, 10 to 11, on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Internet radio station. Have a great weekend.
USA Headline News, I'm Ron Taylor. The Federal Office of Personnel Management is confirming a data breach that could affect around 4 million current and former federal workers. Lillian Ablon of the RAND Corporation says the breach is not likely the work of everyday hackers.
What's more likely is that it would be a sophisticated threat because of the nature of who the victims were, federal workers, and kind of the smaller scale.
While federal officials are not officially saying who was behind the hack, unnamed sources blame the data theft on China. The Pentagon is looking for shipments of anthrax that were sent to labs across the country. The Defense Department reached out to scientists Thursday in hopes of identifying those that may have gotten samples of the inactivated anthrax. The department says there are no confirmed cases of anthrax infection from the live samples. The Golden State Warriors are one step closer to their first NBA championship since 1975. The Warriors' defense came to life holding the Cleveland Cavaliers to 2 points in overtime as they pulled out a 108-100 victory in Game 1 of the NBA Finals. This is USA Headline News.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
You're getting very sleepy.
Sleepy.
You're no longer afraid of bunnies.
Bunnies.
You'll join my rewards program.
I'll join your Wait, what?
50% off your fifth session. Huh? Focus on the value.
Value.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Finally, there's Plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Sign up today at plentywithani.com for access to offers worth over $100 in savings. There's Plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
Senator John McCain loves it when pro sports teams recognize America's military members in the crowd at their games. But the Arizona Republican says it's come to his attention that many of those events are actually staged.
for money.
I and so many other Americans were shocked to learn